Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi there, welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Jenna Gracie, and this week we've been digging deep to answer this question from Marcus.
How can oak trees and others grow so huge without making a great hole in the earth? Where does our mass come from if not from the dirt?
It's quite a long question, so let's shorten it to, do plants eat dirt? Our expert, Andrew Witherall, from the National School of Forestry at the University of Cumbria, gave us this answer.
Whilst it is rather wonderful to visualise plants having a tiny mouth at the end of each root, a kind of upside-down Venus flytrap, the short answer is no, plants do not eat soil. As anyone with houseplants will have learnt, you do not have to go around topping pots up with soil as plants grow. The proof that plants do not eat soil is attributed to a 17th century scientist called Jean-Baptiste Van Helmont. Van Helmont weighed a willow before planting it in a known weight of dried soil. 5 years later, he reweighed the tree, dried the soil, and reweighed that too. The willow had increased in mass, but the soil had not decreased. He might have thought that the soil had replenished in some mysterious way, but Van Helmont actually concluded that the increase in weight arose out of water only.
Evan_AU in the forum also told this story about the willow experiment and noted that the main mass of a tree is the water and cellulose content. Cellulose provides plant structure and is made up of long chains of carbon, oxygen and hydrogen. But did this really all come from just water?
Despite his careful experimentation, this is unfortunately also the wrong answer. We now know that while plants derive water and nutrients from soil, their mass comes from air in the presence of sunlight. Einstein's E equals mc squared is the most famous formula in the world, but as a forester, my favourite is the net photosynthesis equation, in which sunlight converts carbon dioxide and water into glucose and oxygen. Glucose is a sugar, and this acts as a food source, allowing trees like oaks to grow so huge. And the oxygen? Well, that keeps us going.
On the forum, Kyle SPO agreed with this reasoning and wrote, "Water and carbon dioxide from the air are the raw materials that account for most of the mass of a tree." So there's our answer, photosynthesis. When plants need more food, they just have a light snack. Next time, we're considering this question from Bree.
If a person is born completely deaf and can't hear anything, which language do they think in?
But what do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.